This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, there's a big national story I was going to get to yesterday on this show. And now, tragically, we've got a similar, maybe not the same, but a similar story that tragically played out right on the interstate here in Montana. All right, first, before I get to the Montana story, let me tell you about this national story. Some of you probably heard about it. I know John Jackson and I will be talking about it later on in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. So I don't know if you guys saw this video. This video is disturbing. It is sickening. You see these two foreigners driving. You can see the video in the cab of their big rig, right, of their 18-wheeler, this semi that they're driving down the interstate. This was in Florida, and you can see the video of them. The driver is an illegal alien who shouldn't even be here, an illegal alien who was basically given a driver's license by Gavin Newsom in the state of California. An illegal alien who shouldn't be even be in this country, let alone driving an 18-wheeler on the interstate. This guy, if you haven't seen the video, he turns, you know how they have those, you know, for emergency personnel only, the little dirt strip in the middle of the interstate where law enforcement and first responders can use it as a turnaround? This guy used that turnaround, but he didn't get in the left lane to then turn into the emergency turnaround and then turn into the other oncoming lane of traffic. He was all the way over on the right side, swings wide to get into the emergency turnaround, and cuts right in front of traffic on the interstate. And several people are killed. Several people were killed. And the car slams right into the trailer, and almost even more sickening, besides what the guy did, is the guy sees that a car slammed into his trailer. He sees that he caused this horrific accident, and he does nothing. He has zero reaction, zero care, zero concern for the lives that he just took. And this is an illegal alien who shouldn't even be here, let alone have a driver's license issued by the state of California. The man's name, the driver's name, is Harjinder Singh. He's in the United States illegally. Trisha McLaughlin posted this on X. And his work authorization was rejected under the Trump administration. It was later approved under the Biden administration in 2021. The state of California issued the driver's license for this illegal alien. I mean, this is just absolutely insane. Now, illegal or not illegal, we have had a massive problem with foreign drivers, foreign truck drivers, many of whom don't even speak English. We've seen deadly accidents in Montana already from foreign truck drivers. And so President Trump has already been working to, A, get the illegal aliens out of this country, and then, B, say, hey, if you're going to be driving a big rig on America's roadways, you better speak English. Anyway, now we've got a tragic incident here in Montana. Stand by.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With lots of sunshine across the area for today, high temperatures will stay from the mid-90s in Bozeman to around 100 in the Billings area. For tonight, skies stay clear with low temperatures. From around 60 in Bozeman, mid-60s in Billings. And still looking at more sunshine and some more hot weather Wednesday. Low 90s in Bozeman, around 100 in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
The federal government continues its large-scale push of immigration detention facilities in its mass deportation efforts. Its latest facility, called the Lone Star Lockup, that opened over the weekend at Fort Bliss, Texas, under a $1.2 billion Defense Department contract. The detention center, set to hold up to 5,000 beds by 2027, that supporters say will help ease overcrowding at other facilities, that critics, including the American Civil Liberties Union, have called shameful. The new Fort Bliss facility joins Alligator Alcatraz in Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis is opening a second facility at a former prison nicknamed Deportation Depot. info. Additional new immigration detention facilities and expansions have also opened or are planned across the U.S., all supported by a spending package approved by Congress. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Summer.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right. I mentioned this national story here. And if you go to x.com/Aaron Flint, I reposted this one as well here. But, yeah, Gavin Newsom, the California governor, he's at it once again. The guy is so desperate to be the Democrat candidate for president in 2028 that now he is straight up lying about this illegal alien truck driver who just slaughtered people in Florida by making that illegal U-turn and literally cut across multiple lanes of traffic to make that illegal U-turn on the freaking interstate here. Gavin Newsom was lying and claiming, well, the Trump administration approved his work permit. Actually, no, the Trump administration rejected the work permit. It was later approved under the Biden administration. And the guy's an illegal alien and shouldn't be here in the first place. I've got audio of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. He was on with Laura Ingraham last night. We'll get to that here in a few minutes. But let me check my email to see if I got a response back yet. Okay, I haven't seen a response back yet. But if you guys haven't seen this story just came out. Another tragedy on the roadways here in Montana. Now, look. Anyway, we don't know the immigration status or the citizenship status of the suspect in this case here, of the driver in this fatal crash here, but nonetheless, heartbreaking tragedy. KTVQ Television out of Billings has this headline, driver of semi-trailer involved in fatal crash charged with negligent homicide. The driver of a commercial vehicle involved in a fatal crash on I-90 that claimed the life of a volunteer firefighter and EMT has been charged with negligent homicide. According to documents filed in Yellowstone County District Court, Sarbjeet Parmar of Buckley, Washington, has also been charged with 5 counts of felony criminal endangerment. He pleaded not guilty to all charges Monday afternoon. Judge David Carter ordered a $10,000 bond. Sarbjeet Parmar must wear GPS monitoring and surrender his passport as conditions of bail. Now, maybe you guys can fill me in here, but why is the bond only $10,000? When there's all these other charges that are piling up here, court records state Parmar was driving a commercial vehicle pulling a trailer on December 22, 2024, when the vehicle went into the median at mile marker 431 at about 4 p.m., rolled onto its side, and entered the oncoming lane of traffic. Okay, so this is the story from back in December. But now charges have been filed, so that's the update here. But we've had other incidences. Now, we don't know the immigration status here or the citizenship status in this instant. But this big case in Florida, of course, is putting even more of a spotlight on foreign truck drivers, much less illegal alien truck drivers, on our nation's roadways. And that's why President Trump and Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, have been working to basically say, look, if you're going to be driving big rigs on our nation's roadways, you need to be able to speak English. All right, phone lines are open, 406-294-0970. Caden, you can go ahead and send our next caller to us. I think we've got Thomas in Billings. Yeah, there we go. We got Thomas in Billings with us now. Thomas, what's your thoughts? I know you've been, it sounds like you've been tracking this Florida story as well.
I have been, Aaron, and I'm going to take a Nancy on here. Good morning, Aaron and Montana Talks family.
Yeah, that, yep.
I've been in this industry for 37 years. I've owned my own companies. It is so dangerous out here on these highways because they have people that can't read, they can't write, they can't read road signs. They're undercutting all of us that own trucks, and we can't barely make a living anymore, and then they don't even care what they do. Three people died because that guy took that corner in Florida. Three people died. Three American citizens died. And this illegal immigrant who was already on a deportation agreement with ICE still had Gavin Newsom's CDL. And it happens every time. I go from here to Rocker, I go from here to Glendive, I see Amazon trucks, I hate to say it, but I see them in the ditch, I see people losing control of these semis. Granted, we can't control them on the ice, but you know what? If they were properly trained, they knew how to read Montana road signs, our CDLs and our medical cards come from the Department of Justice in the state of Montana and in the federal government. These people do not belong here. They can't read anything. And I reached out to
everybody on the road, the truckers will tell you that. They say, you know, the Montana truckers we talked to, we're like, everywhere they go, all across Montana, you see a bunch of foreign truck drivers, and a lot of them that don't even speak English. And yet look at the way Donald Trump and Secretary Duffy get attacked for saying, hey, if you're going to be operating big rigs on our interstates, you need to be able to speak English. It's just crazy. Well, Thomas, thanks for the phone call. We got to get to another quick break here on Montana Talks. We've got the phone lines open for you as well, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. In fact, we may have some messages there right now. I'll go check those here while we head into the next break. Speaking of Nancy, I see Nancy calling in. We got other folks calling in here as well. So 406-294-0970, back after this.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
There was a huge media buildup and then wall-to-wall coverage of the Alaska summit between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. And most of it has been negative. There were no questions taken. There were no details provided. Both leaders said it was a good meeting, but it was all so vague. What did they agree on? What did they not agree on? No details. A lot of vague assurances. There might be another meeting with Putin, or there might not be. At the same time, President Trump later talked to Zelensky, who will be at the White House today, and he wants a permanent end to the war, not just a ceasefire, to, as he put it, give the Russians some breathing room between invasions. So it was a roll of the dice for the president, and the media verdict is he didn't get much. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Hey, you guys probably heard me play this audio from Greg Gutfeld on Fox News. He was talking about how the rock band Kiss is set to receive Kennedy Center honors from President Donald J. Trump. Oh, man, the pearl-clutching Kennedy Center crowd is not going to like that. But guess what? More than just Kiss, the incredible George Strait also getting Kennedy Center honors. That and much more. Check out those stories, plus all the great Montana content, MontanaTalks.com, or get the app.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. How many guns would you like to buy in California? You may no longer have a limit.
California had a state law that limited firearms purchases to one gun every month. That didn't sit too well with firearms owners, Second Amendment advocates, and a whole host of others who, along with the Firearms Policy Coalition, the NRA, the National Shooting Sports Foundation, and Gun Owners of America, sued in federal court in the Southern District of California, and they won. And then the state appealed, and just this past June, the decision was upheld. Now the Ninth Circuit issues its mandate. The California laws violated the Second Amendment right to bear arms, and it is now to be considered to be not in effect. In an unusual move, California's Attorney General did not seek an on-bank hearing from the Ninth Circuit's judges. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordlund.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture will stop supporting wind and solar projects on productive farmland. That was announced yesterday by Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins while she was in Tennessee.
For the first time under this administration, we are rolling back all of the taxpayer money through the Biden years on solar panels taking over our farmland. So this is a big issue. I keep hearing from farmers, you know, that the beautiful farmland that's basically being taken off the playing field, and with the average age of the farmer at 58, with so many small family farms closing through the years that can't make enough money, we've got to start making real change with a long-term vision. So this announcement this morning was part of that. We're not going to be buying any more components from China, which is obviously a foreign adversary. So
Secretary Rollins made those comments on RFD TV. Since its inception, USDA's Rural Energy for America program has provided over $2 billion for renewable projects, including solar and wind projects. The agency has also supported clean energy projects for the Rural Electrical Cooperative System. A 2024 USDA study found that around 424,000 acres of total U.S. farmland were affected by solar or wind projects in the year 2020, citing most land remained in agricultural use in some form afterward. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's jump right into the phone lines here. We've been talking about this horrific scene out in Florida where an illegal alien foreign truck driver killed three people, making an illegal U-turn on the interstate. But just the broader problem of non-English-speaking truck drivers, a lot of foreign truck drivers out there on the roads. Josh in Buffalo is on the phone lines. And then, Josh, are you the one that's based out of the Great Falls area, if I remember right?
No.
Oh, okay, no. Different Josh. Okay, well, either way, thanks for calling in. Yeah, what's your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I've seen the videos of this wreck, and it was horrific. We had the same thing happen down here about 3 years ago. Foreign truck driver, you know, nice wintry morning, snow plows were out, and it was just kind of, there was enough snow on the roads that you couldn't even see the snow plow, and he proceeded to pass the truck and killed one of our local doctors, and head-on him on the highway down here, and I had watched the truck and snowplow pass me on the county road. I was going to feed my calves, and so I just waited till the snow settled and got on the road and was cooking along and came up on it right when it happened, and I'm on the rural fire department, so the first responding went into effect, but yeah, the doctor lost his life, and I mean, that truck driver, he got out of the truck, and while I was working with the doctor and his nurse, and I asked him if he was on the phone with dispatch, because he was on the phone. He said, no, I'm on the phone with my trucking company, and he couldn't hardly speak a lick of English, and yeah, just a terrible, tragic deal, but it's happening all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just got a note from one of our listeners in Helena, Morgan in Helena, and she's always got good information. But, yeah, apparently just for a Montana driver's license, we have like a it's the Montana Knowledge Testing Computer System, and you've got probably a dozen different languages that have translation services just for a Montana driver's license in particular. But yeah, in this instance, this guy shouldn't even have had a driver's license. He was given one by the state of California, even though he's an illegal alien, and even though it was rejected previously by the Trump administration.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. It's a crazy world we're living in, Aaron.
Yeah, it is. It is. And at the same time, they make it harder for independent owner-operator American truck drivers to do business and to go on the roads. And oftentimes, the reason why it's harder for independent owner-operators is because of the regulations coming out of California, right?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, it's what we refer to as anarcho-tyranny, where it's anarchy for the criminals, like this illegal alien, that's responsible for this crash in Florida. And then it's tyranny for the independent owner-operator, the everyday law-abiding American citizens. Tyranny through regulations coming from California, where they force it upon the rest of the country. Thanks for sharing that story, Josh. Important story to share. Thanks for listening in Buffalo. Beautiful country. Just passed through there here a couple of days ago. All right, let's see. Next up, let's see. Let's go to Jim from Malta, because I know he's a truck driver, so he knows this industry in and out as well. So we'll go to Jim in Malta. Send that one down now, Caden, and then we'll get to Nancy and Roundup right after that. Jim, thanks so much for calling in. I almost was going to send you a message to get your take on all this. Oh, okay. Actually, this might have been Nancy. Hello? Nancy, yeah, Nancy, go ahead. All right, yeah, we'll go to Nancy first and then get to Jim. Thanks, Nancy.
Okay, well, obviously I'm extremely angry over these accidents, and this character that hit and killed an EMT and a firefighter here in Montana, it sounds like he may have been from the country of India. And if he was living in Washington State, I'll guarantee you, Aaron, he doesn't have any kind of status at all for any reason to be in our country legally. And I'll tell you something else. I'm so pissed off right now over... There was a law. Trump made a law just a few months ago. We talked about it on your show that every foreigner had to read and speak English before they could drive a commercial truck. What the hell happened to that law? Why isn't that being enforced? Now, I'm going to tell you this thing in Florida. I know that Governor DeSantis was going to redistrict that state. That is one of the most pathetic things I've ever heard in my life. I am so angry at any truck driver. I'm going to say this loud and clear right now. Any truck driver listening to Aaron Flint's Montana Talks today, I want you to form a boycott. I don't care what you have to do. Stop your trucks. Get out. Barricade and let it be known that you don't want these SOBs, these illegal aliens, taking your jobs and killing people on our highways. It's up to you, my brothers. This is your fight, too.
All right. We got to hold it right there. Got to get to the Fox News update here in about 20 seconds, and then I'll try to go back to Jim in Malta after this. Nancy, thanks for the call. When it comes to the Washington State suspect in particular that's now been charged in Yellowstone County, At this point, all we know that he's a resident of Washington State. I did follow up at the county attorney's office to see if we know immigration status. Hey, Jim in Malta, if you can call back in. We've got this phone system that we're using here, so we're still figuring it all out. So call back in because we want to get you on the show, 406-294-0970. I want to get your take, especially because I know Jim's worked, as an owner, operator, independent truck driver himself. He's been on a national board position, too. All right. In the meantime, while we await a phone call back from Jim in Malta, here is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis talking about this illegal alien truck driver in Florida where that despicable crash occurred and then the despicable lack of response by the illegal alien truck driver as well. He was on with Laura Ingraham last night.
Well, he's in California. We are working with the federal government to extradite him back to Florida. He will face incredibly severe charges here. And then he will be deported. But I will tell you that where was the role of the company in all of this. I don't think this guy spoke English. He clearly didn't know what he was doing behind the wheel. And yes, you shouldn't be giving illegals driver's license. We don't allow that in Florida. California does. They've issued probably over a million licenses to illegals in recent years. But to have somebody like that on our roadways, putting people in jeopardy, yes, criminally prosecute him, the illegal, 100%. But I think it's got to go beyond that. And I think we got to get tougher on this nationally. You know, one of the frustrations we've had.
Oh, I apologize. That was my mistake there. Let me just rewind that a second there so that you can hear the rest of what Governor DeSantis had to say.
We don't recognize any ID cards issued by local governments, NGOs, you name it. We've tried to create an environment that makes it inhospitable for people to want to come illegally and come to Florida. California's done the opposite. They're inviting people to come to this country illegally. They'll pay for your health care. You get in-state tuition. You get all these benefits, some of which American citizens don't even get. But ultimately, I think you're going to need the Congress to use the power of the purse and defund states like California that are sanctuary states and their similar cities, because we're trying to do the right thing, and yet we have to bear the costs from their misguided policies.
Yeah, and this is the pattern. This is the pattern here where you're seeing misguided policies in California that end up impacting the rest of the country, oftentimes with deadly consequences here. And that's the point that that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is sharing there on that front. All right, I know we've got a guest coming up here in a few minutes. I was still hoping that we could sneak Jim and Malta on the phone lines. Yeah, Caden, I'll chat with you during the break about our phone lines, because we still have four phone lines that that people can call in on, right? So I'm hoping that we can still get more than one caller at a time here. So if we have somebody parked on hold, how do we get somebody else in that we need to talk to, I guess, is the inside baseball question for this new phone system here. All right. Hey, Jim and Malta, if you got tied up and can't call into the show, you can also send us a message on the Montana Talks app. Or, hey, if we get to our guest after this, coming up in the 8, 9 o'clock hours of the show, we'll have phone lines open as John Jackson joins us as well.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Oh, hey, Caden, I forgot to tell you, you can send our guest down on the phone lines here. Meant to do that during the break. We were trying to troubleshoot our new phone system here, figure out why we lost Jim in Malta. So a little inside baseball for you here. But we got another Jim now with us on the phone lines. Well, not just any Jim. Of course, Jim in Malta is always a great source of information, and another great source of information now with us on the show. Jim Brown, James Brown, is your state auditor for the state of Montana, also known as the Commissioner of Securities and Insurance. And Jim, yeah, the last time we caught up with you, we did our show, I think it was when we did our live show from Big Sky, when you served as host for the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. And so it's great to have you back on the show with us here today.
Yeah, that's correct. We were together up in Big Sky, had a great show, and I am back on the show today. Wanted to talk to your listeners about a couple things, one on the security side, one on the insurance side. So your choice.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we had this already scheduled. I think our producer, Caden, had set this lined this up with your team a while back, and I'm glad it was on the calendar for today, because I just saw a guest opinion column that you wrote. I think it was at 406politics.com. And, yeah, a deep dive looking into the Unaffordable Care Act. Obamacare continuing to force more rate hikes with insurance. This is unfortunately not good news, because everybody got hit with the Bidenflation of the last 4 years. President Trump is finally taming that, but some of those costs are already baked in now. Last time you and I caught up, we were talking about homeowners insurance and wildfire insurance and all of that. So, yeah, I guess talk about what Obamacare is continuing to do to wreak havoc on affordable health care here in Montana.
Yeah, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news today for folks, but, you know, we're seeing insurance rates climb in every area of insurance, and the latest one is with the Affordable Care Act, as you mentioned, which is also known as Obamacare. The interesting thing about the Affordable Care Act, it, as I pointed out in my op-ed, it's not really affordable anymore. The cost of one of these plans has just grown exponentially over the last 15 years. And part of the reason for that, I'd like to point out, is just that most of your listeners know that as Commissioner of Insurance, I'm tasked by the legislature with trying to root out fraud in these programs. And I can tell you that Obamacare is a huge source of fraud across this country. I don't know if you saw, Aaron, the Trump administration did a press release where they had found about a $750 million fraud scam involving Obamacare plans down in Arizona. Here in Montana, I'm sorry to report that we're seeing fraud scam happening out of California, where Native American populations are literally being trucked down to California for so-called mental health treatment. And really what this is it's a way to bill our insurance carriers for fraudulent services. And we're looking at north of $50 to $60 million in fraud for our own insurance companies here in Montana.
Wow. And then on top of that, you know, you've got Native Americans being targeted by these fraudsters in California, not only taking, you know, taxpayer dollars here and other dollars, but then on top of that, people aren't getting the care or the treatment that they thought they were going to be getting.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so many of your listeners probably have read that the Obamacare plans, there's four of them in Montana. We're looking at rate increases for the 2026 year between anywhere between 7% to 26%. And the concern that I have is for people that, that are enrolled in these plans about the affordability of that. And I have concerns that some people, especially the younger people and healthier people, are going to just drop out of this program. Which, as you can imagine, because they can't afford the premiums, which then makes Obamacare even more expensive for those that stay on it.
I saw some doctor on X the other day, and I forget the doctor's name. I reposted it on X, but basically this doctor was openly apologizing because he came out in support of the ACA, the so-called Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, as it's been known. And remember, it was former Democrat Senator John Tester who was the deciding vote to shove this thing down our throats and to destroy health care in this country. And this doctor openly apologized for supporting Obamacare because he is seeing the destruction it is causing now in real time. So you shared some interesting numbers in this guest opinion column that you wrote for politics406.com. The cold hard truth is that since enactment of the Unaffordable Care Act, single coverage has risen 60%, while family plans have gone up to a whopping 58%. That is far from affordable, as was promised by the Obama administration. And then I like that you made this point here, James Brown, state auditor. You wrote this: if automobiles followed the same trends, a base model F-150 would be $72,000. And no, it would not come with a gold-plated steering wheel. Man, that really puts it in perspective.
It really does. The back up a little bit on your comments there. Don't forget that Senator Max Baucus was the lead carrier of Obamacare through the Congress back then. So both of our senators at that time, both Tester and Baucus, are partly responsible for the unaffordability of the Affordable Care Act. Continuing down this theme on waste, fraud, and abuse in Obamacare, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which actually administers the Obamacare program — I don't at the state auditor's office, even though I regulate state insurance — Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services last month found that 1.6 million Americans each month last year were enrolled both in Medicaid and subsidized Obamacare plans. So basically they were double dipping. It's just incredible the ways fraud and abuse on this. And as you know, the Trump administration has made it a priority to root out some of the fraud in these programs in order to make the program more affordable. And I'm sure you've seen the politics related to that, where the accusations are flying against the Trump administration. They're trying to cut off care, but what they're really trying to do is to root out abuse in the system.
Yeah, well, and that was going to be kind of, obviously that's the next question, which is, okay, you're identifying the problem. What do we do about it? How do we fix it? The Trump administration in the first go around, you know, President Trump's first term, I mean, he was making progress. I remember, you know, year after year, we were getting what out of the state auditor's office here in Montana? News like this of rate hikes, prescription drug prices going up. And then the Trump administration, once they got into place in the first term, we started to actually see, oh, no, you know, the opposite, right? And so hopefully we can start to see the opposite once again, especially since, man, Trump round two is like Trump round one on steroids here with the incredible work that they're getting done. So what needs to be done? What can you do in conjunction with the Trump administration?
Yeah, so thanks for that question. One of the reasons I wanted to come on today was talk about the fact that these are federal health care plans, and so as state auditor, I really don't have any authority over them. But there's three things that can be done, and the Trump administration is working on this, and as I stated, getting a lot of criticism. One is you got to root out the fraud from these programs. It's just incredible. The desire of the Affordable Care Act was to enroll as many people, regardless of qualification or without checking, and that has resulted in huge amounts of fraud. The second thing is, and this is just unbelievable, during the Biden administration, they passed the bill to increase subsidies for people on the exchange. And unbelievably, the Wall Street Journal did a great piece just recently that talked about where the federal government is just paying insurance companies money for these subsidies, and the subsidies aren't being used. People aren't using them, if you will, for health care. And so the insurance companies are just profiting off this. And then the third thing, of course, is that anytime the federal government is involved in providing a service such as health care, you're not really getting quality service. And so part of the answer is to increase competition in the private insurance market so that there's more choice for people in terms of finding more affordable care outside of federal control.
Yeah, that's right. Hold that thought. We'll come back to James Brown right after the break. But speaking of good service, high quality service, let me tell you about High Caliber Plumbing. I'll tell you what, if you live in the Billings, Bridger, Red Lodge, Columbus, and surrounding areas, High Caliber Plumbing, great name, veteran-owned, family-owned. High Caliber Plumbing is owned by the Gunn family. It's Ron and his two boys that are the plumbers. His wife, Kim, manages things. But, fully licensed, insured. But I'll tell you what, if you're ever thinking about getting one of these tankless water heaters in your home, I mean, it's a great way to never run out of hot water when the whole family's trying to shower in the mornings. They can also do those heated floors, like in your bathroom, and that's going to be really nice coming up this fall and winter. Anyway, check out highcaliberplumbing.com, highcaliberplumbing.com, and we'll be back with James Brown right after this.
Fox News commentary.
President Trump is stepping in to stop the killing, and the typical TDS naysayers want him to fail. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. 35 years on Wall Street taught me how to successfully invest in the stock market. In my four-part series, I'm going to teach you too. Some of Fox Business's finest join me to help tell my story, impart crucial lessons from my Unstoppable Prosperity book, and to give you the tools to achieve your own financial dreams.
Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Before the bilateral meeting with Putin began, the naysayers and leftist media and the usual Trump-deranged keyboard warriors were poo-pooing the effort. And after, the peanut gallery has grown louder, more negative, and more deranged. Some are whining that President Trump dared to smile. Others are furious at the base-level respect he showed to another world leader. The worst of the bunch are even hearkening back to their old favorite tired and debunked narrative that Trump is a Russian asset. These same people have been crying about the killing in Ukraine since the war started under Sleepy Joe. Many still have Ukraine flags in their social media bios. You'd think they'd put aside their Trump hatred to applaud the effort towards peace. Even if President Trump brokered an end to the conflict, they'd still be upset because they hate Trump more than they want peace. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
Hey, you guys probably heard me play this audio from Greg Gutfeld on Fox News. He was talking about how the rock band Kiss is set to receive Kennedy Center honors from President Donald J. Trump. Oh, man, the pearl-clutching Kennedy Center crowd is not going to like that. But guess what? More than just Kiss, the incredible George Strait also getting Kennedy Center honors. That and much more. Check out those stories, plus all the great Montana content, MontanaTalks.com, or get the app.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With lots of sunshine across the area for today, high temperatures will stay for the mid-90s in Bozeman to around 100 in the Billings area. For tonight, skies stay clear with low temperatures from around 60 in Bozeman, mid-60s in Billings, and still looking at more sunshine and some more hot weather Wednesday. Low 90s in Bozeman to around 100 in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts.
800-306-6633. 800-306-6633. That's 800-306-6633.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, back to it here with Jim Brown. Sorry, I was a little slow turning my microphone back on. I was listening to the news updates there and enjoying some of my protein chips here from Billings Last Diet for my mid-morning snack. It's all about staying healthy, of course, as we talk about the Unaffordable Care Act. You know, I'll tell you what, if that ain't a reason to focus on staying healthy so you don't get hammered by Obamacare and all the, it's just pile up of costs, I'll tell you what. Anyway, Jim Brown, State Auditor and Commissioner of Securities and Insurance. Yeah, I would direct people to politics406.com. Great guest opinion column talking about Obamacare. Hey, Jim, before we talk about another scam that's targeting folks out here in Montana that you've got your eye on, I don't know if you saw this. I briefly saw that former Democrat Governor Steve Bullock just wrote some guest opinion article where he was basically, you know, trying to attack Republicans about rural health care facilities, and he was just reiterating the same lies that have been told about Medicaid, etc. But I just thought it's really rich that former Democrat Governor Steve Bullock is pretending to care about rural health care when he shut down mental health care across the state, when his mandates jeopardized the shutdown and really caused a lot of harm for rural health care facilities, senior care facilities, et cetera. It's like, oh, now the former governor pretends to care about rural health care.
Yeah, Steve Bullock, what a guy. If you followed Steve Bullock's career, you'll know he's one of the most duplicitous politicians that probably ever held elected office in Montana. You remember this was the guy that was against dark money before he was for dark money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he ran on opposing dark money and then became part of one of the largest dark money PACs in the United States. But setting that aside, so we talked about when we are up at Big Sky, that I'm a member of the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. I just came back from Twin Cities where we had a national meeting, and some of my Democratic colleagues in that organization were whining about the rural hospitals, right, how they were going to be harmed under the Big Beautiful Bill. The thing that they forget to point out is that the Big Beautiful Bill provided about $60 billion for rural health care facilities to make sure that those stay open and available for folks, for example, in the eastern Montana or other parts of rural Montana. So don't believe the talking points. Just know that the Trump administration is doing its best to clean up our health care system and to make sure that you actually get access, unlike the Affordable Care Act. You know, if you could, you can keep your insurance plan if you want, or see your doctor if you want, right?
Yeah.
That's true under the Trump administration, not under the ACA.
Yeah, about a minute or so to go. I know you wanted to get something else on folks' radars about crypto scams that you're seeing.
Yeah, so part of my duties, as you know, is to regulate securities, and part of that mission as tasked by the legislature is to go after fraudsters. The biggest area that we're seeing in terms of fraud in the securities area, and I wanted to talk to your folks about this, is these crypto ATMs. You may see these at your local gas stations, that sort of thing. Since 2023, we have received about reports of losses about almost $600,000 in Montanans who have put money into these machines. Almost all the victims are elderly. We have partnered with the local FBI office in Helena to develop and distribute warning signs that we're placing on these crypto ATMs throughout the state. And, you know, there just in Helena alone, there's these 18, there's at least 18 cryptocurrency ATMs. I'm just asking people to be very, very careful about putting money into these machines, because we're finding out once the money goes in, we can't get it back out. We can trace where the money goes to, but we can't find out who's actually behind these machines or where the money goes to. And so I'm just asking people to not throw away their money.
And they always typically target seniors in particular, and they like to target Montanans in particular because they know we're nicer people. They know we're typically more trustworthy people as well. We don't like to tell people no or give people bad news, right? And so that's why we are a prime target, unfortunately, for many of these things. All right, James Brown, great to have you on the show as always. Thanks for being with us. And again, great write-up on the Unaffordable Care Act. I'm glad you were with us today.
A message from FireSafe Montana. With the large number of homes being built in the wildland urban interface, it is the responsibility of the homeowner to use ignition-resistant materials. Many buildings in a wildfire are burned from the roof down. Consider using a metal or asphalt roofing material. The siding of a home is subject to extremely high heat during a fire. Look into the use of stone, stucco, or cement board. Contact FireSafe Montana for more information.
This message brought to you by FireSafe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals help fuel my love for acting. When people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.